Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Remember that famous Chinese spy balloon? Well, there's another unidentified object which just got shot down. This is not a joke. It is a serious matter. They were just talking about it at the White House press briefing this morning. We will get to that. Speaking of unidentified flying objects, there's a great deal more from the great pretender. That would be George Santos. Remember him? More about his background, more about his present, more about his future and some of his legal entanglements, and a brand new lie about a fellow member of Congress. And the question is, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe George Santos, or are you going to believe Kyrsten Sinema? What happened here? We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. There are a bunch of movies, including a star-studded romantic comedy featuring Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher. But is it worth seeing at all? We will get to that later today. Okay, first up, the Pentagon acknowledged, and this is from the New York Times, that it downed an unidentified object over Alaska on Friday, today. It's about an hour and a half ago. They knocked this thing out of the sky, whatever it is. This was at the direct order of President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., according to White House officials. John Kirby, a White House spokesman on defense matters, confirmed the incident at a news conference today. U.S. officials said it was not confirmed if the object was a balloon, but it was traveling at an altitude that made it a potential threat to civilian aircraft. It was traveling at about 40,000 feet, and most airplanes, civilian aircraft, are traveling between 30,000 and 40,000 feet. So this is a problem. Mr. Biden ordered the unidentified object downed out of an abundance of caution, Mr. Kirby said. He said the object was shot down over waters off the coast of Alaska. Mr. Kirby said the object was traveling at 40,000 feet. He said officials were describing it as an object because that was the best description they had of it. In other words, we have no idea what this thing was. And is it entirely possible that it is another part of the Chinese armada of spy balloons? We are now told that, and again, this seems to be accepted on all quarters, that the Chinese have been sending these balloons for many years, and that they have drifted over, snapping photos, mining for information, five different continents in the world, including South America, including Australia, apparently. We will get to more of that. There is this statement with John Kirby over at the White House being asked about the message that was being sent to other nations by the quick action on the aircraft over the skies of Alaska. Listen.
From the White House podium, do you have a message for whoever is responsible for this aircraft or anyone who may have similar aircraft about what the White House is talking
about? I'd rather than sending some sort of message in that way, I would just tell you that we're going to remain vigilant about our airspace. We're going to remain vigilant about the skies over the United States. And as I said earlier, the president takes his obligations to protect our national security interests and those of and the safety and security of the American people is paramount. And he's always going to make, he's always going to decide and act in a way that is commensurate with that duty. That's the real takeaway here.
Okay, and the other real takeaway, which is unquestionably going to be the case, whether it's acknowledged by John Kirby or the White House or anyone else, is that they are regretting the fact that they took the original weather balloon, the original spy balloon, that they took that entire story less seriously than they should have. There were ardent Republican calls for shoot it down, shoot it down, shoot it down. The fact that they had to wait before it had traversed the entire country, presumably mining information of some kind all the way, that that's all extraordinary. This also relates to what happened today concerning congressional hearings on the spy balloon and President Biden being asked about it earlier today. He basically had this to say. He appeared on Telemundo, the leading Spanish language network in the country. Here's President Biden, clip four.
The total amount of intelligence gathering that's going on by every country around the world is overwhelming. And the idea that a balloon could traverse, break American airspace is, anyway, it's not a major breach. I mean, look, it's totally, it's a violation of international law. It's our airspace. And once it comes in our space, we can do what we want with it.
Okay, there's actually a statement going on right now with Brigadier General Pat Ryder about the most recent incident. Listen.
The operation, with assistance from the Alaska Air National Guard, Federal Aviation Administration, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We have no further details about the object at this time, including any description of its capabilities, purpose, or origin. The object was about the size of a small car, so not similar in size or shape to the high-altitude surveillance balloon that was taken down off the coast of South Carolina on February 4. Separately, U.S. Northern Command continues their recovery operations in support of the recent takedown of the Chinese high-altitude surveillance balloon. Recovery teams have mapped the debris field and are in the process of searching for and identifying debris on the ocean floor. Debris that's been recovered so far is being loaded onto vessels, taken ashore, cataloged, and then moved onwards to labs for subsequent analysis. And while I won't go into specifics due to classification reasons, I can say that we have located a significant amount of debris so far that will prove helpful to our further understanding of this balloon and its surveillance capabilities. Of note, due to less than favorable sea states right now, teams will continue to conduct underwater survey and recovery as conditions permit. The department wants to thank our interagency partners from the U.S. Coast Guard, the FBI, and state and local authorities for their continuing assistance and partnership. In other news, and I think this is important, that we remember a lot of folks and people in Turkey and Syria right now are suffering. We want to, again, express our support for the people of Turkey and Syria as they respond to the deadly earthquakes that struck there earlier this week.
Okay, that was Brigadier General Pat Ryder, who's a spokesman for the Pentagon. And the interesting thing is he's talking about them digging out all kinds of refuse and debris left over from the high-altitude spy balloon, which was shot down. Here, it sounds like what we're hearing from the Pentagon is they shot something down, and they have no idea what it was. It was the size of a small car, they're saying. Very different from the previous balloon. There will be more coming up. We will get you right to it. Also, more on the great pretender, George Santos, and upcoming expectations for the election. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's easy to scoff at the press constantly, and they usually deserve it. But there was a reporter, female reporter, I don't know who it was, because you don't see the reporters at all. You're just the way they're focusing the current press briefing at I believe it's at the Pentagon, actually. It's, yeah, it is at the Pentagon. This is with Brigadier General Ryder, who is a spokesperson. He was asked a terrific question, a great question, which is, okay, you didn't even know what this thing was. You have no idea what shape it was. You have a general sense of the size, and boom, you shoot it out of the sky. I don't even know if there were human beings inside it. I mean, who knows? And, okay, but the reporter asked was, okay, you shot this down so quickly as soon as it came over American airspace, but you didn't shoot down the previous surveillance balloon that was identified as Chinese, and you knew a great deal more about it. Why the difference? Why did you act so much more promptly and decisively with President Biden's order to shoot this object down? General Ryder said this in response.
So you have to look at each individual case on its own merits. In this particular case, given the fact that it was operating at an altitude that posed a reasonable threat to civilian air traffic, the determination was made and the president gave the order to take it down.
Was there a specific threat, a specific civilian air traffic incident that could have happened?
Again, as you well know, civilian aircraft operate, you know, at a variety of ranges up to 40 to 45,000 feet. So, again, there was a reasonable concern that this could present a threat to or a potential hazard to civilian air traffic.
Okay, I'm sure that's true. And as somebody who is a fairly frequent user of civilian air traffic, I appreciate the fact that we're not going to run into some kind of mysterious object over the sky when I'm traveling next week. I mean, okay, glad that that won't happen. But doesn't everybody know that the reason that this was shot down so quickly is so that the administration wouldn't look bad? In other words, I think they were fairly determined that it wasn't going to be dangerous to shoot something down. It wasn't going to explode with radiation or an electromagnetic pulse or something like that. And did they really believe this was a danger to anything other than civilian air traffic because it was flying at 40,000 feet as opposed to the 60,000 feet that the Chinese spy balloon was flying? This is all, doesn't it seem mad that things are just kooky and going wrong? And there was Joe Biden who was beginning to say something on Telemundo, then thought better of it, and basically and then he was also asked the other big question concerning Joe Biden, which has not much to do with the balloons. It's about whether it's safe to assume that given his feisty speech for the State of the Union, that he's full out running for president for reelection. That certainly appears to be the impression that he conveyed. But he was asked about that, and here was the president's response, clip three.
Multiple times that you have an intention to run for re-election, but you haven't made the decision yet. What's stopping you from making that decision?
I'm just not ready to make it.
There's no motive behind that?
No.
How do you win Democrats again? Many of them are concerned about your age.
Well, that's not what I hear. That's not, look, do you know any polling is accurate these days? You all told me that there's no way we were going to do well in this off-year election. I told you from the beginning we were going to do well. You all told me I couldn't win the general election. We did well. I feel good about where we are. I feel good about the way things are. And I feel good about the reception I get. And I think it's awful difficult to poll these days. You know, you guys, don't hold me to the number, but I think you have to something make like 51 calls to get one call through. And ask any pollster how accurate they think their polling is.
Yeah.
But look, it may be that, you know, I run, I get clobbered, and if I run, I win. I mean, that's not my motive. That's not the base upon which I make the judgment.
Okay. What is the basis on which he makes the judgment? I would assume it's attempting to help the country. That's what the president should say. It's what he should have in mind. And again, the idea that he goes here immediately to challenging polls, which haven't been that decisive or clear. The polls do show him losing to DeSantis, if DeSantis is the nominee, and they show him running pretty much within the margin of error against Trump, with a little edge to Trump, but not much. The question that people were asking about him being too old, he says that's not what he's been hearing, and maybe he has a hearing problem too, because even leading Democrats, even people who are enthusiastic about Joe Biden and his service so far, wonder about the idea of a president who's 86 years old at the end of his term, if he wins another term. There was a Senate hearing on the spy balloon. John Tester, who's one of the most endangered senators, he's a senator from Montana, and he's up for re-election. He hasn't said yet whether he's actually going to run for re-election. But he was questioning a defense official, Senator Tester, Democrat, about the incident of the spy balloon. Clip 3.
I want to know if we knew what the Chinese were trying to collect with that balloon, with that reconnaissance balloon.
Yeah, Senator, thanks for the question. We can probably get into details more in the classified setting.
You can just say yes or no.
Sir,
you don't need to get into specifics. Just, did we know what they're trying to collect, yes or no?
Yes, sir. We understand that this is a broader part of a broader suite of operations that China is undertaking.
So we knew what they were looking for.
Sir, I think we should talk about this more explicitly in the classified session, but yes, sir, we understand that this is part of the broader suite of operations that China is undertaking to try and get a better understanding of U.S.
I got it. Sir. I mean, there's all sorts of suites of operations we have with what's going on in outer space and everything. But the question is, did we know what that balloon was trying to gather? Do we know what information it was trying to gather from the United States? It didn't fly over by accident. It was intentional. Do we know what the Chinese communist government was looking for?
Senator, we have some very good guesses about that, and we are learning more as we exploit the contents of the balloon and the payload itself.
Okay, and there's another issue that was raised by Senator Ron Johnson, newly reelected conservative Republican senator from Wisconsin. And he made a good point that is pertinent to that answer we just heard, and much more in the news, including missing documents, the vice president's home, there being subpoenas coming for the vice president, by the way, the former vice president, Mike Pence. We'll be talking to Jonathan Allen of NBC about the impact of the State of the Union and the way that sets up this battle for 2024 coming up.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Every day the number gets larger and sadder. 22,000 are now confirmed dead, more than 80,000 injured from Monday's earthquakes and all the aftershocks in Turkey and Syria. For a second time, FBI agents are searching the suburban Indianapolis home of former Vice President Mike Pence. Again, it's at Pence's invitation after he found some classified papers a few weeks ago. Florida Senator Rick Scott says President Biden is lying when he said Scott wants to cut Medicare and Social Security. Earlier this week, the president read from a Scott campaign brochure calling for all federal programs to sunset every 5 years. Scott said he had no intention of cutting those entitlement programs. The White House says the president won't sit for an interview before the Super Bowl. Press secretary says Fox, which is doing the game, canceled it. Fox says it could not get a definite commitment from the White House. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a great pleasure to welcome back to the show Jonathan Allen, chief political correspondent, senior political correspondent for NBC Network, the author of the best-selling book Lucky, about the Joe Biden campaign, the first Joe Biden campaign. Actually, it wasn't the first, it was the third. Will there be a fourth campaign? Is the State of the Union address provide evidence of that? Jonathan, first of all, the one big mystery to me is, why do you think it was that the audience for Joe Biden's speech on Tuesday night was so disappointingly small? It was the second lowest audience in the last 30 years with State of the Union addresses. Why?
I think the big thing is that Joe Biden's oratory isn't exactly soaring as a general rule. I think that most Americans don't think to themselves, wow, what do I want to do on a Tuesday night? I'd really like to listen to Joe Biden for an hour plus. There's obviously some people who want to listen to him in particular. There are people who want to know what the president generally thinks of the State of the Union, in the millions of people. But, one of the things Biden promised when he was campaigning is that you wouldn't think about the president every minute of every day. And, that's one of those promises that he has definitely kept. And, he's just not historically not the most scintillating speaker, especially following, Donald Trump, who people watch because you never knew what he was going to say, among other things, and Barack Obama, who, has a particular gift for those big speeches. It's a little bit of a, for lack of a better term, theatrical letdown.
There was a political cartoon in the Seattle Times today by David Horsey, Pulitzer Prize-winning political cartoonist, and showed Biden in a forest with some felled lumber, something people are familiar with up here in the Northwest. And Biden speaking at a podium, he says, well, what's the good about delivering a strong speech if nobody is going to be listening to hear it fall? And there was a sense that that he had put a lot into the speech. He seemed to be very energetic. Feisty was a word that kept coming to mind to me. Is he going to be helped by this in the long run, you think?
You know, I thought there was one moment that really was helpful to him, and it wasn't because of something he said. But when he was interrupted by some of the Republican members when he talked about Social Security and Medicare, accusing them of wanting to eliminate those programs or pare them back, and they yelled that he was lying. And, of course, there's, you know, a handful of Republicans who have, you know, proposals out there. Rick Scott has a proposal out there or had a proposal out there that would sunset those programs. Getting away from the substance of it, you know, who's right on that or whatever – the fact that he was capable of going back and forth with them a little bit, sort of responding in the moment to them, is a dimension of Joe Biden that we don't see a lot of. What we see is him giving speeches on teleprompters, and we see criticism that he's not very good at it, and that it seems like he's lost sometimes or difficult to understand at other times. And what you saw in this moment was a guy who was, you know, relatively light on his feet, and I think that's something that as you watch to see him probably announce in the next election campaign, how much his team lets him or how much he demands to get out there and interact with people in ways that show that he's got some mental dexterity.
Well, so what you're suggesting is basically you should invite Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene to go on tour with him. But
I do think that that might be helpful to him because, if nothing else, the president always looks like the adult in the room when he's being heckled in Congress.
Yeah. which is not a good look, really, for anybody. It's not a good look for the country. Okay, in terms of Biden's careful rescheduling of the primary season with South Carolina going first. First of all, is there any doubt that the Democrats will end up putting South Carolina as the first primary, and then what is it, they put Nevada and New Hampshire as second?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's no doubt that's the plan for this. For this election cycle, where it's not clear that there's going to actually be a primary. So they've got South Carolina, then Nevada and New Hampshire, and then in the early window they also have Michigan and Georgia. So I think the big statement about that, there's been a lot of speculation about why is he rewarding South Carolina for helping him last time, or rewarding Jim Clyburn, the congressman from South Carolina who helped him. I think the real answer is the most obvious one, which is South Carolina is what resurrected Joe Biden's campaign, and it's not a thank you to South Carolina. It's Joe Biden telling anybody who might run against him in a Democratic primary that if they want the nomination, they're going to have to come to his home turf first. And it's not his actual home, but basically the political home of his victory.
Yeah, that seems to me very clear. But what's interesting to me about it is that today some of the big news, and it's everywhere, is Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, very popular governor of New Hampshire, very impressive guy, is talking about making a race for the Republican nomination. And given his popularity, if New Hampshire is first, wouldn't that be a powerful launch for the Sununu campaign? Isn't he a likely winner in his home state, where he just won the governorship by 15 points?
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats changing their schedule and dropping Iowa doesn't mean that the Republicans will drop Iowa. So you'll still have the Iowa contest on the Republican side. But you make a good point. He is the home state governor, and a relatively popular home state governor in New Hampshire. I think it remains to be seen how strong he is in his home state. But it's certainly possible. I mean, you've lived long enough. I've lived long enough to have seen, you know, what used to be called favorite son candidates. You know, the state basically, you know, voting to nominate their own governor or one of their own senators. You know, I think he's a factor in a race in New Hampshire. I'm not sure how well he plays outside of New Hampshire in a Republican primary.
Now, by the way, it's just announced that Tim Scott is kicking off his Faith in America listening tour, including placing ads in key 2024 primary states. And he also has a home state advantage, but he'll probably be running against another South Carolinian, Nikki Haley, who I think is actually going to be announcing her her candidacy as due on the 15th of this month. In terms of where things stand right now, do you think it is still likely that we are going to have a Trump versus Biden election in November of next year?
I would say that's the most likely of all the possible outcomes, but I don't, you know, you'd have to do odds on it. I'm not sure that it's, you know, more than 50% likelihood, but I think if you laid out all of the various possible scenarios, that's the likeliest of them right now.
And there are all kinds of indications in polling that the American people aren't thrilled about it. A majority of Democrats don't want Biden to run, and only about half of Republicans seem to want Trump to run. But we will see, and a lot of people will see by taking a look at the book Lucky, which is about Biden's first campaign. One of the messages of that book clearly is don't underestimate any opponent or the chance that that Biden continues through to the finish line in next November. Coming up, more on the debates over unidentified shot down flying objects.
The Michael Medved Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved show, the music of Pink Floyd. And Pink Floyd, of course, the one of the principal artists associated with that very popular band, Roger Waters, who has inspired a great deal of controversy recently. He, most recently, yesterday, he spoke to the UN. And he spoke to the UN Security Council. He is not an expert on foreign affairs. He's a rock musician, and he is someone who was described by a former band partner on Pink Floyd as, quote, a Putin apologist and an anti-Semite. And given his truly pathological hatred for Israel, his claims for anti-Semitism do have some basis for them. He also talks about basically Jewish conspiracies to tilt the world in the direction of the Zionist hoodlums. Okay, so he had the opportunity to address the United Nations, and he had a unique perspective on how the war between Russia and Ukraine began. And I'll tell you after you listen to Roger Waters for a few moments how it is that he happened to speak to the UN, because we have some information on that. Here he is.
Universal human rights for all our brothers and sisters all over the world, irrespective of their ethnicity, religion, or nationality. To be clear, that would include, but would not be limited to, the right to life and property under the law. For instance, for Ukrainians, and, for instance, Palestinians. Let that sink in.
And there's more. Okay, basically, he put forward the charge that the war and Russia's invasion was provoked by the West and by the Ukrainians. He was invited to address the UN Security Council by Russia, and he called for a ceasefire condemned Russia's illegal invasion, but also blamed that invasion on the provocateurs in the West, who he claimed were the ones responsible, not President Putin. Ukrainian Ambassador Sergei Kisilsia called Waters' speech another brick in the wall. Oh, there you go. Reference to a Pink Floyd song. Another brick in the wall of Russian disinformation. We have some more of Roger Waters. Okay, we can get some. But this is incredible because a couple of days ago, there was this whole back and forth. A USA Today reported it. Roger Waters has responded after a Pink Floyd lyricist called him anti-Semitic and a Putin apologist on Twitter. The accusations came from Polly Sampson, who was the wife of Pink Floyd guitarist David Gilmour. And Polly Sampson is a lyricist for the band. Sadly, Roger Waters, you are anti-Semitic to your rotten core, Sampson wrote on Monday. Also, you are a Putin apologist and a lying, thieving, hypocritical, tax-avoiding, lip-syncing, misogynistic, sick-with-envy, megalomaniac. Enough of your nonsense. Well, tell us how you really feel. She gave all the good things about Roger Waters, right? And then Roger Waters answered back to her. In response, his verified Twitter account released the following statement. Roger Waters is aware of the incendiary and wildly inaccurate comments made about him on Twitter by Polly Sampson, which he refutes entirely. He is currently taking advice as to his position. And then he gave the world advice, speaking before the UN Security Council. Listen.
Please change course now. Agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine today. That, of course, will only be the starting point. But everything extrapolates from that starting point. Imagine the collective global sigh of relief, the outpouring of joy, the international joining of voices in harmony singing an anthem to peace. John Lennon pumping the air with his fist from the grave. We've finally been heard in the corridors of power. The bullies in the schoolyard have agreed to stop playing nuclear chicken. We're not all going to die in a nuclear holocaust after all. At least, not today.
Okay, who was rising from the grave? Did he say Lennon?
John Lennon.
Oh, John Lennon. That sounds, you're talking about Russia. I understand. I thought that Vladimir Lennon would be pumping his fist from the grave because he was also someone who was a Russian imperialist. I know they're spelled differently, but John and Vladimir Lenin don't have a great deal in common. For people who struggle to take the UN seriously, how does it work when you invite Roger Waters to address the UN Security Council? Isn't there there's an American veto there? Can you veto someone like that as a speaker for the UN Security Council? In any event, there you have it. The idea of a ceasefire and the idea that President Zelensky is going to have to accept the dismantling of his country, and not based on anything that Ukraine did, or any Ukrainian assaults on Russia, and especially with a new invasion coming in involving the 500,000 troops you've heard about and the 1,800 tanks, this is a very, very serious problem. We're going to be talking about another serious problem that America experiences from coast to coast. And it's something that transcends politics. It's a problem of homelessness. There is a new effort by some And you don't want to say conservative thinkers because then it's instantly disregarded. But there's some people trying to think seriously and with fresh eyes and understanding about homelessness and about a connected problem and challenge that we face in this country, which is a challenge of the impact of drugs and drugs addiction. That's not, of course, only the sole cause of homelessness, but certainly contributes. There is a new national action plan to fix homelessness with a national report saying how Congress can reform government's misguided homelessness policies. We will be getting to that in a few moments on the Michael Medved Show. And then we also have another development, which is sports betting on Super Bowl weekend, right? Sports betting is running at an all-time high. It has increased tenfold in the last 3 years. And addiction experts fear the next opioid crisis. What does that mean? They think that sports betting is going to make you more addicted to taking drugs to sustain your high from the bet. No, it's the idea that gambling is extremely addictive behavior, and it is one of those things that people are looking at very seriously. There are several pieces on that issue. Also, a challenge in the Wall Street Journal as to the religious point of view for Christians and for Jews to the idea of spending a great deal of time and risking a great deal of money on sports betting. We also have three movies, all of them arguably romantic comedies, and them coming out in time for Valentine's Day. We'll review them all with stars like Alison Brie and Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher and Rose Byrne and more. That coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.